Because we would go and live there because my mom was a school teacher. But she didn't get paid during the summer. And we would live at Bill Riley's house. I call him Bill Riley because my mom always refers to him as Bill Riley. That's the way she tells about him.
Sweet.
But we lived at this house, and this house was full of different people. Big Doberman named Duffy, who would hold his face. Now this is in the car while driving down the road with somebody. So he's a passenger in the car, taking a hit off of the joint, and blowing the smoke into his dog's nose to get his dog hurt. So he and his dog are riding with us in a car. I'm a passenger in the back, sitting next to me. Steve was sitting with us too, me and my brother Steve, who was younger than I am by 3 years.
Jesus.
And Bill Riley did this. I saw Lynn Burns take paper bags, fill them with dope smoke, and put kittens in. And my mother dated this guy. To get his dog stoned. She would freak out. She would tell you about this, though. She was here when we spoke with him. She would tell you about the fucked up people. About the guy who imitated a wine steward. He imitated, if there's a name for somebody who's a professional wine
baser?
No, it sells at restaurants.
Oh.
French word for the wine guy. The guy, if you ask him about a special wine, he shows up at your table. But this guy,
there's so many.
He asked his way into a job he had no qualifications to do by studying a wine book. He lived at Ben Riley's house.
Have you ever seen
Bill
Riley since?
Yeah, well, my mom has met it. My mom has talked to him a couple of times. And since then, she's related to me stories about him. She's talked to a number of those people and what they've done later in life. Because a lot of them, you know, this was only a period of time in their lives. You know, all these people went on and had the rest of their lives.